Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Merriwar Central School is among those that have been evacuated today after an alleged bomb threat. Hunter Valley Police District officers were called to the school just after 11 o'clock this morning following reports they had received a threat. Students and staff were evacuated while police officers searched the premises. They found no sign of any break-ins and no device either. Hunter Valley PD Chief Inspector Gargiana told Radio Hunter Valley the school was cleared and the students were allowed back in after an hour and a half. Hunter Valley PD Tracy Chapman says that there have been and there continue to be police operations underway across the region.
I can confirm that students and staff have been evacuated from those locations. There are no reports of any injuries. However, no further information is available at this time.
There are reports that Quirindi High School was also evacuated today and Musselbrook High have confirmed on their Facebook page their students were also evacuated. According to police, the emails are fairly bland in their content, indicating only that there is a device that's been located on the premises, but there are no demands. To other news now, and the dam levels in the Upper Hunter are slowly rising after the region copped a drenching over the weekend. Glenbourne Dam, which feeds Scone, Murrurundi and Aberdeen, is now at 46.3% capacity, and the Glenys Creek Dam at Singleton is at 39.6% capacity. Most of the region is still on level 2 water restrictions, and Singleton Council General Manager Jason Lenane says just because we're seeing a lot of rain doesn't mean we can get complacent with our use of it.
Hope that this rain event we're experiencing now continues for a while and we get all those inflows over the next week or two, and let's hope that pushes it right up. But at this point in time, the message to our community is we still need to be very cognizant of the need to be really careful about our use of water.
And Musselbrook Race Club is gearing up for two of its biggest race days of the year. Despite the COVID-19 restrictions, Melbourne Cup Day is a sellout for Tuesday next week, and there's only a few tickets left for Ladies' Day this Sunday. Race Club General Manager Dwayne Dow says he's not surprised by the positive response and is urging locals who missed out on the Melbourne Cup Day tickets to head out and support local pubs and clubs, with most hosting Cup Day functions on Tuesday. And that's your latest local news.